He pulled a couple of packs of powdered creamer from a knapsack and passed them over to me along with a couple of packs of sugar. We prepared the coffee in silence and sipped at it for a few moments. It filled me with an earthy, satisfying warmth that made the terrible chill along my spine more bearable. "This is a nice change of pace from my usual dream," I said.
"How so?" my father asked.
"Fewer tentacles, fewer screams, less death." Just then, out in the blackness beneath the trees, something let out an eerie, wailing, alien cry. I shivered, and my heart beat a little faster.
"The night is young," my father said dryly.
There was a rushing sound out in the woods, and I saw the tops of several trees swaying in succession as something, something big, moved among them. From tree to tree, the unseen threat moved, circling the little glade. I looked down and saw ripples on the surface of my coffee. My hand was trembling.
"What is that?" I asked.
"Beware the Jabberwock, my son," he said. He took a sip of his coffee and regarded the motion in the trees without fear. "You know what it is. You know what it wants."
I swallowed.
"The demon."
He nodded, blue eyes on mine.
"I don't suppose..."
"I'm fresh out of Vorpal swords," my father said.
He reached into the pack and tossed me a miniature candy bar. "The closest I can get is a Snickers snack."
"You call that a funny line?" I asked.
"Look who's talking."
"So," I said, "why haven't I dreamed about you before?"
"Because I wasn't allowed to contact you before," my father said easily. "Not until others had crossed the line."
"Allowed?" I asked. "What others? What line?" He waved a hand.
"It isn't important. And we don't have much time here before it returns."
I sighed and rubbed at my eyes.
"Okay, I'm done with the stupid nostalgia dream. Why don't you go back to wherever you came from and I'll have a nice soothing dream of going to work naked."
He laughed.
"That's better. I know you're afraid, son. Afraid for your friends, afraid for yourself. But know this, you are not alone."
I blinked at him several times.
"What do you mean?"
"I mean that I'm not a part of your own subconscious, son. I'm me. I'm real."
"No offense, but of course the dream version of you would say that," I said.
He smiled.
"Is that what your heart tells you I am? A dreamed shadow of memory?"
I stared at him for a minute and then shook my head.
"It can't be you. You're dead."
He stood up, walked around the fire, then dropped to one knee beside me. He put his hand on my shoulder.
"Yes, I'm dead. But that doesn't mean that I'm not here. It doesn't mean that I don't love you, boy."
The light of the fire blurred in front of my eyes, and a horrible pang went through my chest.
"Dad?"
His hand squeezed tighter.
"I'm here."
"I don't understand it," I said. "Why am I so afraid?"
"Because you've got more to lose than you ever have before," he said. "Your brother, your friends. You've opened yourself up to them, loved them. You can't bear the thought of someone taking them away from you."
"It's getting to be too much," I said. My voice shook. "I just keep getting more wounded and tired. They just keep coming at me. I'm not some kind of superhero. I'm just me. And I didn't want any of this. I don't want to die."
He put his other hand on my shoulder and faced me intently.
I met his eyes while he spoke.
"That fear is natural, but it is also a weakness, a path of attack for what would prey upon your mind. You must learn to control it."
"How?"
I whispered. "No one can tell you that," he said. "Not me, not an angel, and not a fallen angel. You are the product of your own choices, Harry, and nothing can change that. Don't let anyone or anything tell you otherwise."
"But my choices haven't always been very good," I said.
"Whose have?" he asked. He smiled at me and rose. "I'm sorry, son. but I have to go.
Wait,
I said. He put his hand on my head, and for that brief second I was a child again, tired and small, and utterly certain of my father's strength. My boy, there's so much still ahead of you.
So much?
I whispered. Pain, joy, love, death, heartache, terrible waters, despair, hope. I wish I could have been with you longer. I wish I could have helped you prepare for it.
For what?
I asked him.
Shh,
he said. Sleep. I'll keep the fire lit until morning. And darkness and deep, silent, blissfully restful night swallowed me whole.